Today is Friday, December 31st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Well, I have to start off with the bad news. Mark and I were sitting on the couch today watching Hawkeye, and he says, "Oh no!" And I'm like, "What?" And as you all know by now, by the time you listen to this, the beloved Betty White has passed away at the age of 99. I sound excited about that. I'm not. You know, on the one hand, she was so funny and so good in everything that she did, and I absolutely love the Golden Girls. And some of the clips from the Golden Girls, Maddie and I, my ex, used to sit around every night, and I haven't done this in a long time, but Mark is not really a Golden Girls fan, but Maddie and I, every night for dinner, we would make our dinner and we would watch 2 episodes of Golden Girls every night. And then we would go on about our evening, you know, watching whatever else we were watching, whatever we would do. But every single night we would put on the Golden Girls, and that would be our dinner. We watched a lot of Star Trek as well. He and I watched a lot of TV also. So I guess that was, Mark and I watch a lot of TV. Maddie and I watched a lot of TV. I guess that's a running theme in my relationships. But anyway, I was really sad. Like I say, it's really sad to lose someone that is so iconic. And especially in the gay world, you know, she was an advocate for LGBT rights, LGBTQ plus rights, an animal advocate, super funny, in the industry for, you know, I don't know how many years, a lot of years. What was like 70 or 75 years or something? I don't know the total number of years. I could research it, but anyway, so on the one hand, you know, that's horrible. On the other hand, she lived a really good number of years. 99. Not many people live to 99. You know, it is kind of a you know, sad that her 100th birthday was going to be celebrated in 17 days on January 17th. And I think there's an event that you can buy tickets for and go to movie theaters or something. And there's all these things planned. I'm sure something will still happen on her birthday and we will all celebrate her life. And so, you know, I guess she could have made it to 100, but really we should just celebrate the 99 years. And I think, you know, I don't know, Betty, but I've heard when you get old that you're ready for death at any time. Like, you're like, okay, I've lived a full life. I've done everything I can do. You know, there's COVID. I'm just staying home all the time now anyway. I don't know. But God bless Betty White, and may she rest in peace. And it was a really, you know, it's a really sad thing, but I don't think she's sad. And we had her for 99 years. So there you go. So anyway, Mark and I took today off, and it was really, he wanted to clean the floors. He said, "I don't want to start the new year with dirty floors." For some reason, because when we made a bunch of cookies, or I made a bunch of cookies and some other things for Christmas, we did a gingerbread house for the Christmas party that we went to a few weeks ago. I guess it was just a couple of weeks ago. And I did the thing where I needed to pipe some royal icing. And so I had a nice, I bought some disposable piping bags, because who wants to clean a piping bag? And plus, I don't know where you get the reusable piping bags, maybe online, but every time I think about it, I need it like that day. And so I have to go to the grocery store or something and just buy whatever piping bags they have. And so I did this thing. I've seen them do it on cooking shows, where you put the stuff in, you put whatever it is, the royal icing or whatever, in the piping bag, and you put the piping bag in a glass or a vase or something, and you roll the edges of the piping bag down over the glass, and so it's being held upright, and you carefully put the stuff in there. But I've seen chefs do this where they'll grab the they'll then after they're done, they'll close it up and twist it several times. They'll hold it by the twisted part, and then to get the icing to go all the way down to the tip, they'll fling it around in a circle. And so I was trying to do that, and I dropped it, and it burst open. And royal icing got all over the floor. And so I cleaned it up, but I didn't mop. I just used like a wet paper towel and some Windex or something. But Mark said that the floor had remained sticky, and I don't walk around in barefoot. I don't walk around, but I don't like to walk around barefoot. I know I was born and raised in South Arkansas, and that's pretty common for South Arkansas, but I don't like to walk around barefoot. I wear socks or shoes. I prefer to wear shoes most of the time, actually. But he said, my feet are sticking to the floor. And it had collected some dust and some grime and stuff. And our floors usually look great. But because it was sticky, I guess it had collected some stuff in that area. And he's like, it's sticky. There's stuff on it. Ugh. He's like, I just want to clean it. So anyway, you know, we spent our day off of work, at least the morning. I got up. I did sleep in, which is good. I slept until about 10:15, I guess. And I got up, and I feel bad when he's cleaning and I'm not doing anything. And so he was sweeping and vacuuming and mopping and doing all this stuff. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to clean the bathrooms because he doesn't like to do that and I don't mind. And so I got all the stuff together and we have three bathrooms. So I went around and I put the, you know, whatever you call the stuff that you put under the rim of the toilet that cleans it. So you squirt it under the rim. I squirted the three toilets to let those sit and, you know, do their cleaning magic. And then I went back with Windex and scrubbing bubbles and did the sinks. And when I do the sinks, I pull, there's little plastic pieces for some reason that they stick in the water return hole, whatever it's called, the where it won't let it overflow, the overflow hole, whatever it's called. There's a little plastic thing that's chrome coated or whatever, this fake, you know, that snaps in to the little hole to make it look nicer, but it gets moldy behind that thing. So I always pull that out, and I have a brush, and I scrubbed in there. I scrubbed the everything. I scrubbed the under, you know, where the sink meets the underside of the marble countertop, and like all of that. Make sure it doesn't get moldy or anything with the scrubbing bubbles, and wash those out really good. Windex the mirrors in all of the bathrooms, Windex the countertops. And I even did scrubbing bubbles in the big, huge shower and got on my hands and knees and scrubbed the shower. And then washed it down really good. Anyway, so did all that. My stepdad came over. He's finishing up this workbench, and it's a really nice workbench that he's building for us. There are a couple of things that are not finished the way Mark and I would like them. But he has spent a lot of time on this, and it looks great. It really looks great, but there are just a couple of little, you know, nitpicky little things that were like, ugh, you know. And so I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, so I don't be like, could you just do this thing, you know, could you do this one extra thing here? It doesn't look finished. You know, because if someone's giving you something, it's not like we're paying him to do this work for us. And so when he asks my opinion, I'll tell him, oh, well, you know, we'd prefer two shelves there instead of one, or, you know, whatever. But when it's something that it just doesn't look finished to us, I'm thinking, oh, I guess that's just something we're going to have to do ourselves. Once he's done, we'll just have to finish it ourselves. But it's looking really good. It's going to be very useful. It's a 10-foot long workbench. I'll take a picture of it and post it on Twitter once it's done. He's finished all the building today, and he put one layer of, I guess, varnish, whatever he called it, varnish on the top. He said he has to sand it tomorrow and then put one more layer. And then I think he'll be done. So anyway, I'll take some photos once it's completely done, but I'm excited about it because it'll give us a place to do work. And there's some added storage. He built in a couple of shelves, and there's some cabinet doors, and there's some drawers and everything. So, and I'm going to buy some hooks and put on the wall and organize everything, get everything in the garage. So we just basically spent the day doing that. We finished Hawkeye. It was okay. I will say Black Widow's sister, I can't remember her name, but the actress that plays Black Widow's sister is so good at that role. And she's in the last few episodes of this, and she stole the show. She also stole the Black Widow movie, I thought. She was great. But I can't remember the actress's name. And tonight we finally decided, even though it was so hard, we are not going to go to any New Year's Eve parties because of Omicron. So we're going to stay home, have pizza, play games, watch a movie, and drink champagne together. So happy New Year to all of you. And for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys in 2022. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.